USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Georgia election officials look to confirm Joe Biden the winner of the Peach State after the hand count of 5 million votes, all eyes are on Georgia for the runoff Senate races that will determine control of the Senate. Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Newsmax his concerns after election mistakes November 3rd.
You know, I think the best way to have an honest election is by having people show up, show their identification, and sign in. Historically, that's the way most elections were. You know, we had maybe 1% absentee for extraordinary circumstances, but now we have millions of absentee ballots, and so I think we really got to get it straight.
Rand Paul is a senator from Kentucky. Stock futures fell in overnight trading on Thursday as rising new coronavirus lockdowns by politicians cast doubts on a swift economic recovery. Also, a disagreement between the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve over the continuation of funding for some of the emergency programs implemented during the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As the presidential election continues to run its course in the courts, America watches as Georgia prepares for the Senate runoffs early next year. The implications are great, and it will determine control of the Senate. Vice President Mike Pence will head to Canton and Gainesville, Georgia, Friday to campaign with Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. The Democrat challengers are John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. The former owner of an Alabama testing lab was sentenced to prison last week for falsifying drug tests that resulted in multiple parents losing custody of their children. 37-year-old Brandy Murrah was sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty in September to one felony charge of perjury and 16 misdemeanor counts of forgery. Victim Grace Locke said in a sentencing phase, "I felt like my heart was being ripped out of my chest because I knew I was doing right with this one." Her three-month-old baby was taken away from her for 3 weeks in 2017, after her drug test results falsely showed that she was positive for methamphetamine. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Charles Schulz's infamous Peanuts Gang will make its return to broadcast TV this holiday season. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Fans of the Peanuts holiday specials, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and a Charlie Brown Christmas, can turn their frowns upside down as PBS struck a deal with Apple to bring the programs back to traditional television for special airings. Apple TV Plus acquired the exclusive rights to the entire library of Charles Schulz's animated specials, and for the first time since 1965, there would be no more scenes of Snoopy dancing on regular TV. After an online petition garnered 260,000 signatures and people took to social media to bash Apple TV and Apple Plus, the show is now back on local TV. So mark your calendars. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and a Charlie Brown Christmas will air ad-free on PBS and PBS Kids on November 22nd and December 13th at 7:30 local time. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The doctor is in if you have a nickel. Thursday Night Football was a great contest between the Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks won the contest 28-21, giving them first place in the toughest division in football, the NFC West. Wide receiver DK Metcalf talks up the win.
I feel like I can affect the game. I want to affect the game, when the ball's in my hands. But, we established a run game tonight. I think we rushed for over 100 yards, threw for over 100, so that was a big plus for us.
USA Radio News.